can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. We do a podcast for you. His name's Al. My name's Jerry. It's the post-game podcast. Right in your face. What up?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. Just before we came on here, Boomer had his iPad open up, and he had some sort of weather app on it that was showing the hurricane over Tampa, Florida.
I think it's Tallahassee. I got people sending me messages saying it's Tallahassee, not Tampa. I don't know. I'm
Sure. Oh, I lived in Tampa, so I know where it is on the map, and what Boomer showed me was right on Tampa.
Okay.
But it was so big, it was hitting, I'm sure, Tallahassee.
A friend of mine has, he said he's got a condo in Tampa, not far from where the Trop is. He's like, it's just rain. It's Tallahassee. I'm like, listen, I don't know. It's Florida. That's what we know.
Yeah, you never know, too, when they show you the hurricanes. It's like, you don't know what, and sometimes they say the eye of the storm.
Yeah.
You don't get a lot. It's the outskirts that's getting stuff.
Right.
So who knows?
I don't know.
But what it does is it makes me think about, like, do I really want to go move to Florida? Because that's an idea, right? To move to Florida when you get older.
I thought because of the weather, you were thinking more not Florida.
Yeah, I don't know. Though Florida's nice.
Florida's very wet. It really, like,
it's moist.
For something that's called the Sunshine State.
Yeah.
They get a lot of rain in Florida.
They do get a lot of rain. But the thing is, it's brief, but it humidifies everything.
It does. It's hot as balls there.
It is hot as balls.
All kidding aside, I'd rather go to Scottsdale when it's 110 than, you know, 100% humidity in Florida when it's 90. At 100 times out of 100.
Yeah, you really got to figure out, like, if you're going to go move somewhere that's weather related, like, it seems like every place has something that's not pleasant about it. Like, it's very hard to get a pleasant place. Like, I think there are spots in California that are pleasant year-round.
Probably. But then you still deal with the earthquakes, though, and the wildfires.
Earthquake, wildfires, and nobody seems to like California politics as far as what you have to pay and what a cost of living is out there.
Sure.
So I think that prevents people from going to California.
It's a good question, though. Like, what do you think is the most perfect place to live?
Yeah.
And, like, for me, I want to be at least in driving distance to an ocean. I don't have to be right on it. I don't need to be even 15 minutes from it, but I want to be within an hour. I don't want to have to get on a plane to see a beach. So that kind of takes a lot of the country off the table.
Sure does, Jerry. There ain't a damn place you can live in Indiana and get to the ocean in an hour.
Like, I don't know. Maybe that caller a few weeks ago was right. Maybe it's the beaches by Delaware.
I have heard about this Delaware.
It's supposed to be really nice. It's supposed to be really nice. Matter of fact, when we did that charity golf tournament last month, someone I was talking to, they are of the soon-to-be retirement age, mid-50s, I would say. Maybe a little older than you, but not 60 yet. And I know he has made several weekend trips with his wife to look at homes a few blocks off the beach. He was telling me the taxes are so incredibly low. And it's really nice. Like, you think Delaware. But then there's an ocean part of Delaware that's really pretty cool.
Yeah, we've talked about this before as far as, like, there's probably some really great places in the country we don't even think about.
100%. Right? There's a lot of coastline that we don't think about.
Yeah.
That is very true.
Right. When I think about the coastline, I think about New Jersey.
Yep.
Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I forget about all those.
Yeah.
Like, we even mentioned Georgia's on the coast.
Maybe you think of Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach, sure.
But you are right, because even like South Carolina, Hilton Head, which I don't think about except when I see the PGA Tour there. Georgia has, from what I've been told, I've never been there, but I've been told gorgeous beaches.
North Carolina's got to have something.
Even Northern Florida.
Is Virginia on the coast?
Yeah, of course it is. Virginia Beach. You ever heard of it?
I have heard of that.
There you go.
Virginia Beach as well.
Yeah. The parts of Maryland are on the coast.
Then, like, you got to start doing the math on, okay, so what's a good year-round weather where I'm not going to get hurricaned up?
Really
hurricaned up. Because Tampa, I lived in Tampa in the 90s, and while we always had threats of hurricanes, nothing ever rolled up when I was there other than some bad rain. You always think eventually you're going to get something.
I'll give
Florida.
You an area that I think has better weather than we do, isn't Miami, and gets a bad rap. and that's the Jacksonville beaches. I don't feel like Jacksonville is so far. Jacksonville's got to be, what, 5 hours north of Miami? Has to be, right?
Oh, at least.
Maybe yeah, even more than
that. I think more.
Might be 6-7 hours. I don't know. It's far.
It's very far.
So if you were up in Jacksonville, I feel like whenever you get that bad weather, now they might be getting hit because this is a monster storm. But a lot of times those bad storms, when you see them, are southern parts of Florida, whereas that's kind of like up by Georgia. I don't know. Maybe that's a place. Maybe North Carolina is the place, although they get hit too pretty bad.
Yeah, I know. That's what
I'm
saying.
I don't know. Maybe Delaware.
And I do never hear of Delaware getting hit with stuff.
No. Well, Delaware's like us. Delaware's like us.
I'm going to look into Delaware, Jerry.
I think you'd be surprised.
Might retire. I might commute from Delaware here. How long's that ride going to be?
2.5 hours.
Oh, I can't do that.
That's too far. I think you're about as far as you want to go.
Yes.
I don't think you want to go further south than what you're doing right
Correct.
Now.
I'm an hour, 6 minutes
yeah.
in the morning.
Like I am contemplating in the next, we're not moving now, but I am contemplating when we do move, if I'm still here, how far would I go? And I think an hour 10 is it. That is it.
Yeah.
I am not going further.
You ever think,
I don't even want to do that, to be quite honest.
You ever think about, 5 years is not a long time.
No, it's not.
Do you ever look ahead 5 years and go, what is going to change? What most likely will change in 5 years?
In my life or in the world?
No, in your life.
Well, my younger son will be in college, or at least in a career. I don't know if he's the college type, but he'll be out of high school. My older son will be out of college and in the workforce for real.
Mm-hmm. Right, in just 5 years, Jerry.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if my parents will still be around in 5 years.
Right.
They could be. They might not be.
Don't know.
I don't know if I'm still married in 5 years. I would think I would be, but none of us know. I don't know. I that's a great question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think about that 5 year thing
time. I think no more than a week ahead.
Oh. Yeah, for some reason I've been thinking of 5 years.
Well, 5 years for you is a big deal because you're going to be retired in 5 years.
I would like to be retired in 5 years.
You could retire now if you wanted to.
I think of this 5 years. Will I be retired? Yes, hopefully. My dog will be 13, 14 years old.
You, yeah.
Right, is what I'm saying. Relatives that are older today and ill 5 years from now. That's all asking a lot for somebody to hang on to. So that's just a couple of things. And we're not even talking about the world.
You're right.
What will my iPhone look like in 5 years?
Oh, it'll probably just be iPhone 21 and it looks the same as the iPhone 15.
Yeah, no real update.
I doubt it. Well, have you looked back 5 years to see the differences from then to now?
Yeah, I have not as much, but I should do that.
That's a good barometer.
Yeah, good barometer.
Because 5 years ago, we hadn't even known what a pandemic was. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
I never thought that was a possibility, and it was certainly not a term I had really ever heard of. So that's taking it back to the summer of 2019, like what was in front of us.
That was 5 years ago, yeah.
Like World War III could be a week ahead of us, a year ahead of us. I hate to say that, but that's very true. 5 years from now, none of us might be here.
That would really ruin my...
It's going to be hard to look back then.
Retirement plans.
Yes, it will.
If World War III, the aliens land, something
right,
happens.
I never even thought about the aliens.
The aliens could land. AI can take over. Jerry, robots rolling. I like when I hear a guest on a podcast talk about AI, and they do it in a... so many times people talk about AI like it's going to take over the world in a bad way.
Yep.
I like when the people... explain
the good of it.
Yeah, like how it's going to be good.
Yeah. I think most people usually go right to the bad and the fear factor of things first, especially when there have been movies and creations and fiction about worst case scenarios. That's what's put in our head. That's why I think, a lot of negativity comes from stuff we've learned. Not necessarily stuff we have experienced or might. It's more what we've seen on TV or in film where it freaks you out about stuff, I think.
Yeah, I feel like we've been worrying about robots in our movies and things for a long time. Like the robots are going to eventually, we're going to get robots.
Mm-hmm.
And then those robots are going to attack us.
Well, I did hear a story on 1010 Winds yesterday that China has developed robots that use real skin.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A real skin, like if I were to rub up against one of these robots, I'd feel like it was a person.
And you'll become aroused.
Wow.
But no, for real. Like that was a story yesterday I was listening to. That's freaky. That tells me they're close to developing robots that look human.
And that they may be coming for our skins.
I mean, they could be coming for our skin. Yes,
right? What if there's robots, regular robots, metallic robots, and then there are other robots that you tell me China's developing, they get human skin.
I guess.
Then these other robots that don't have the human skin are like, I want human skin. There's a human. Let me take Jerry Recco's skin right now.
Yeah, you don't want mine. It's old. It's 50.
But they'll really stretch it out over their robot heads.
I suppose.
It'll become more elastic and flat.
Ugh. You know, you were asking about places to live. You ever think of this? So much going on with Israel and Ukraine and Russia and Iran and us now. I'm sure we're going to be involved somehow. What does Australia do? They just live there in peace and harmony?
Yeah.
Are they ever involved in anything?
I feel like there's a couple countries like that.
Switzerland. What do they do?
Yeah, Australia.
Does Canada get involved in anything?
Canada.
I don't know. I'm asking.
Canada got weird during the pandemic, which scares me from wanting to move to Canada. They got very weird during the pandemic. Australia, you're right. I never hear, like, you know who we're going to bomb? Australia, those punks. We never hear that.
No.
Italy, I feel like you could go live and enjoy food and culture.
I guess. I don't know. It's pretty wild. I don't know. I was thinking that the other day.
And Switzerland, they always talked about how Switzerland is, they don't get involved in anything.
Oh, is that true?
They're just being Switzerland.
They're happy being Switzerland.
Yeah, they're happy being Switzerland. Yeah, that's a good question.
Like, we have that mutual colleague that moved to Australia.
Yeah.
She's got to be living the life.
Yeah. She has since moved back, by the way.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She lives in Florida now.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, so she had moved. She on a whim, Jerry, decided time to shake up my life. She moved to Australia.
Wow.
For a couple of years. But she's moved to Florida. She moved back probably 2 years ago now.
I could see myself. If I was single, I could see myself doing that.
Go to Australia?
I don't know about Australia, but it could be California, it could be Hawaii. I don't know. Like on a whim, I could see myself saying, you know what? I need a change and I'm going to move to Greece. I could see myself doing that.
How do you pick a place though? You'd have to
visit.
Yeah.
I got to go to TLC channel and find a real estate agent.
Right. House Hunters International.
That's it.
Sometimes those House Hunters International, they go to like these like beautiful islands or whatever.
Yes.
And they'll go look at houses. There's no windows. Like it's just open air. They go, the breeze.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Couldn't monkeys walk in here?
They probably do.
I see that sometimes walking around even Bradley Beach. People have their windows open.
Oh, yeah.
Not a screen.
Just wide open.
A squirrel going to get in there?
I know my friends who used to, I told you, spend almost every summer a month every summer in Long Beach Island. It was 4 weeks. It was awesome. Usually the month of July, I would spend in LBI with my friend. They had a house, then they rented houses too. And same thing. Never locked the doors, ever. Windows, screens were down. They were never wide open.
Yeah.
But windows were always open. And it was just like, everybody's feeling good in the neighborhood. And there was never an issue.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't have a window open without a screen.
You'll wake up with bird crap on your forehead.
Yeah, a bird could get in and get confused and go crazy. Raccoons, possum, squirrels.
Could you imagine you wake up, there's a raccoon sitting next to you on your bed?
I'd roll right out, sell the place.
This after you wet yourself?
Yeah. Condo for sale includes one raccoon. He won't leave. And I'm not kicking him out. Yeah. The other thing I was thinking of yesterday, we got stuck in traffic.
Yeah. Well, you did. I didn't.
I did. You waited it out.
I did.
But to go into the Holland Tunnel was closed for some reason. Oh, the president was coming through.
Right.
So I got diverted around. And I just thought, like, no matter how bad a traffic jam is, and this one was not a bad one, but got me thinking to, like, really terrible traffic jams, eventually it clears.
Yes.
Right?
Even though in that moment you feel like you're never moving or going anywhere.
Yeah. Well, you got all these people jammed, and you think, I'm never getting home.
Yeah.
But eventually you do get home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even cars that get stuck in a blizzard on the highway.
Right.
eventually they get home.
Yes.
The cars are not still out there.
As long as the people don't freeze to death in them.
Yeah, I guess that's...
That could happen.
That could happen.
But you are right. There are times, like, it blows my mind. Like, if you go to the... If anybody out there has never driven through the tunnels, you won't really understand this, but I can't imagine many of you haven't. If you go to the Lincoln Tunnel, you at least see three tunnels.
Yeah.
There's a million cars and three different approaches, and it looks crazy and insane, but at least you see three tunnels, and you could say, all right, well, you know what? That one's moving. This one's not so good. Okay. When you approach the Holland Tunnel, there is one tunnel, and it's two lanes in and two lanes out, and that's it. And it's like, how are all these cars going to squeeze into those two lanes? And you feel like it's going to take 4 days, and yet it does move.
And what's really weird with the Holland Tunnel, if you're going from New York to New Jersey, you will sometimes sit in bumper to bumper to bumper in the tunnel. And then you come out in New Jersey.
There's no one there.
Wide open. What?
I know.
What were you people in the front doing?
Don't know. Maybe someone stopped.
I always wanted to go up in one of those helicopters that the traffic reporters use.
And watch it.
Just to see, where does it start? Yeah. Like, what is the problem on, like, the parkway?
Yeah, sure.
What is, especially when it's just, they say volume.
I think a lot of times it is volume. I think a lot of times it's picking up construction. And so once it gets backed up and then you've got just a crush of people hitting it at the same time in rush hour, it's very difficult for it to loosen up at that point until the volume eases and you've got less cars coming onto the highway. But yeah. I do agree with you. Like, where's that first car that decided I'm going to slam on the brakes and F everybody behind me?
Yeah, because in a parkway like that's three or four lanes, it shouldn't be being held up, because even if one or two people are being slow, there is another lane.
You would think.
Yeah. The other thing that is I'm still always impressed by, for the most part, when you put an address into Google Maps.
Yeah.
Like yesterday I did. I panicked when I saw I couldn't go to the Holland Tunnel my usual way.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know where I am. Punched that in, and it gave me a time. Even though I knew it, there was traffic here and traffic there, and I got home like within a minute of that time.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Very impressive.
Yeah, I know. Although I almost got... So the other day, leaving Rutgers, now I clearly know how to go home from Rutgers, but because I was leaving at whatever time it was, 7 o'clock, I don't remember, it was 6:30, 7 o'clock, there are three different ways I can go home. And what I don't want to do is go the one way where there's traffic and there's another way that's clear. So I put it into the maps just to see which way, and it gives me my three options in Google. They were all fine. So I left the thing on. I don't know why I turned it off. And so I'm driving home. All of a sudden, I look up. It went from I'll be home in 12 minutes. And I look up, and I see 24 minutes. I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, what's going on up here? Well, I kept driving. There was nothing. And then I'm noticing the blue line has me going back towards Rutgers. Al, I have no idea what the hell happened. I drive home. I get home in the exact time it told me I would. And when I get home, it said, you know, arriving in 32 minutes. I'm like, what the hell? So I looked. It rerouted somehow. And I don't know how this happened. It rerouted to a spot in Woodbridge that I went to 3 days prior in the middle of my drive home. And I'm thinking, if that's somebody, like, let's say I'm from Ohio and I'm just visiting and I met someone at Rutgers to go see this thing and then I took my Google Maps to go home, I would have turned around and I would have been in Woodbridge. Like, where am I?
Were you here?
I don't know what happened. I don't know if it heard something on the radio. The most bizarre recalculation I've ever seen in my life. Very strange.
Hmm.
Very strange.
I don't think I've experienced that one. Which is lucky, because I'd be screwed. Yeah, I do it every day on my way home now, just because I want
to
make sure.
To avoid.
Yeah, I want to make sure I pick the right side of the parkway.
Yeah, yes, because there's nothing worse than when you take the express or the local, and you're in the side with the construction, and the other side is like, ha-ha, F off, everybody. Bye-bye.
Yeah, like, oh.
I know.
And then people try to cut across.
Yeah, that happens a lot. People are idiots.
Very dangerous.
Yep, I see it too.
You know, we've been having fun with the Phil Simms commercial where he's talking about
this balance of nature.
Balance of nature. So I was looking at this is what I don't understand with vitamins. Because Balance of Nature has this list of vegetables mm-hmm. and fruits in the one little capsule. How do they get it all in one capsule?
I don't know.
Just like a multivitamin.
Yeah.
Has all these things in
all these
one,
nutrients in them?
In one vitamin. But yet if I took just a vitamin, a calcium, it's the same size. Right?
I don't know.
So how are they getting all that into a multivitamin?
I love the idea of vitamins. I don't know what's real about
them.
Yeah,
I don't either.
I do not know either.
Yeah. When I went to Princeton Longevity Center and I had the bone density issue,
yeah.
and then I followed up with an endocrinologist. She put me on some vitamins, and I did my blood work, and everything came back good. So I'm like, was it the vitamins or
yeah.
not? But now I'm in the good zone. I have to keep taking those same vitamins.
I would think if that was the only change you made, then I would have to think that it had a big part in it. Otherwise, what would you look to?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, I never know to trust. And then I don't know what brand vitamins to trust.
Oh,
right?
I know. The Flintstones.
Flintstones vitamins?
That's right.
Like when you go, if your doctor told you to go on vitamin D.
Yeah.
Do you care what brand you get?
Yeah, I generally do most of my drug and vitamin shopping at Walgreens.
Okay.
So I usually go for not to just be Joe Q shopper, but I usually go for the one that's got the biggest display. So I feel like they're spending the most money.
Right. So they must
gotta be pretty good.
Good ingredients.
Yeah, the green bottle, I forget the name of it. You know which one I'm talking about?
I do.
That's if you look at my cabinet. My medicine cabinet at home, they're all the same brand. I don't use different brands.
Isn't it weird that we don't regulate vitamins?
Yeah, we don't have time to make sure these things are legit. It's crazy. I couldn't agree with you more.
Like drugs get regulated.
Right.
But vitamins.
I guess how could they sell hope if they realize that there is none? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Doesn't seem right.
I'm not sure.
Seems like there. Now, I know there are some companies that a vitamin manufacturer can go to these companies to get them tested, and then there's two companies that verify vitamins.
Really?
Yeah. And they do have a little label that does go on a vitamin thing.
Little? I would make that the whole front label.
That's what I would do.
These guys are not FDA approved. We're tested.
While we're not FDA approved, because they don't approve those things.
We're confirmed.
Independent vitamin.
Yeah.
And there's only two of them that do the testing supposedly legit.
How do you think they do that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Right. All right, open this pill.
I don't know how they do anything.
You see a little mini apple in there?
Yeah. Yep, there it is. Mini apple.
Yeah, I don't know. Vitamins are one of those things that you like taking. You feel like they're making you feel better, but I don't know that they are.
Right.
You know what makes you feel better? Eating well and sleeping.
Yeah, those are the two.
And moving.
Right.
Those are
really the three things.
Yes.
Eating whole foods. Sleeping
and not being idle
7 to 9 hours and not being idle. One of the things I have been reading about in this book I'm reading,
what's the name of this again?
Good Energy.
Okay,
is this book? It's a new book, and this woman writes about our sedentary lifestyle that we have at work, and that a lot of people think that if you sit for 8 hours, you sit for your commute, and you go home, if you walk for an hour, then you're good. I did something, but it's you'd be better off taking that same hour and breaking it up throughout the day.
Oh, really?
So that your body is moving all the time. That is the one benefit to having a dog, is it's forced.
Oh, you walk nonstop.
Forced movement for me. Well, otherwise, I wouldn't.
So I said to my wife, I'm like, I know. Do you ever watch Everybody Loves Raymond?
I have not.
So there's one episode in there where Ray's not feeling well. He goes to his doctor, and I don't remember if it was heart trouble. I forget exactly what the doctor said he had, and he says, you gotta be more active. And he's like, what do you like to do? He goes, golf, that's about it. He goes, we need to play more golf. And he's like, wait, what? He goes, I'm telling you right now, for the benefit of your health and you need to play more golf if that's what gets you out and moving. And so it becomes this whole episode how he goes home, the doctor is telling me I gotta play golf. She's like, well, if that's what it's gonna be, then you gotta play golf. And every day he's playing golf, okay, fine. So I said to my wife the other day, I'm like, not for nothing. I said, I know we're playing a lot. I said, but I don't take the carts. I walk. Sometimes I even put the bag on my back for the extra weight. I'm like, and I feel much better. I'm like, and that's not, and I say to her, I'm like, I'm not being Ray Romano, but It's true. The amount of walking I do, like I only played 9 holes yesterday, but even 9 holes yesterday was an hour and 50 minutes of walking up and down hills. It's a hell of a lot better than sitting home watching Netflix.
Yes.
You know, so it helps. It absolutely does help.
Right. Those are the things, man. Sleep, movement, food.
That's it.
Boom. All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. We'll be back here tomorrow on a Football Friday talking Giants.
Give me a score.
Cowboys.
Give me a score. Who wins? Give me a score.
I'm going to say Cowboys 32-17.
Okay. I'll take that.
Cowboys 32-17.
32, that's a weird number.
It is a weird one.
When the hell was the last time someone scored 32 points?
I don't know. It sounded good to me.
A safety. That's three touchdowns, 3 field goals, and a safety.
Yeah, it's going to be a weird game.
All right.
Going to be weird. So.